In our previous shiur, we began a discussion of the halacha Sfiras HaOmer, where our Gemara here in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, taught us that when it comes to counting the Sfira, there's a din of mitzvah l'mimnei yoimei, or mitzvah l'mimnei shvuei. We quoted the Machlokes Rishonim of how that mitzvah is fulfilled, the three shittas. One shita is that we mention every day, days and weeks. The other sheet is that we mention the week at the end of every week. And the third sheet was that once 6 days come, once the weeks come, we only mention weeks. For example, on the seventh day, we would say Shvua Echad. On the eighth day, we would say Shvua Echad V'yoyim Echad Lo'imra. We also quoted and explained the Machloikas of the Rambam versus Rabbeinu Yeruchim. If this din of mitzvah l'mimne yoyme, mitzvah l'mimne shvuei is one mitzvah, the opinion of the Rambam, and the Rambam's raya is, because if it were two separate mitzvahs, we should make two separate brachas, versus Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who says that they are two separate mitzvahs, and the reason we don't make two separate brachas, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, bizman hazeh, is because the only mitzvah that's left bizman hazeh midoraisa is the mitzvah of limnei yoyme. The mitzvah of limnei shavuei that we still continue doing bizman hazeh is only zeichel amigdash. And therefore, for a mitzvah that's only zeichel amigdash, says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, we don't make a bracha. And indeed, Rabbeinu Yeruchim is of the opinion, bizman shebeis amigdash hayakayim, and a mitzvah shem, when the beis amigdash will be rebuilt, b'karb yameinu, there were two brachas made, one on the yomei and one on the shvuei. In fact, I was thinking, according to the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, if Mashiach were to come in the middle of the days of Sfira, so nobody in that year would be able to make two brachas, because we didn't count all the days with two brachas. And we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, in Simen Tov Pei Tes, says the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Aleph B'Leil Shaili, on the second day of Pesach, on the night of the second day of Pesach, Achat Filos Arvis, after Mayriv, Maschilen Lispar Oimer, we begin counting Sfiras Oimer, Vim Shachach Lispar B'Tchilos Alayla, if you didn't count at the beginning of the evening, Hoylich V'Soifah Kol Alayla, you could count all night long. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, or mitzvah kol echad lispal atzmai. Everybody should count for themselves. And the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Katan Hey, Sif Sat Mlchem, Mashma Shemitzvah kol yochid v'yochid, that everybody has to an independent obligation to count the Sfira. Even though the mitzvah of counting the Sfira is in an independent chiv, the Kavachayim in Sifkotan Membeis quotes the Shlok that it's still appropriate to count the Sfira B'tzibur. Ramosha in the Shalos Achuvas Igris Moshe, Eirachayim, Chelik Dalet, Simon Tzadik Tes, Ois Aleph, gives two reasons why the Sfira should be counted with Tzibur, even though it's each one of our own obligation. He says every mitzvah is better if it's done b'roiv am. And secondly, he says, if you count with Tzibur, there's less of a chance that you're going to forget to count. The Miches Yitzchak in Chelik Tes Simen Nun Vav Ois Beis says it seems that there's a point in counting the Sfira B'tzibur not above the typical rule of Baroiv Am Hadris Melech. The halacha, furthermore, is that, as the Mishnah Berurah discusses, that Sfira is not like other mitzvahs, where we have a concept of Shomei HaKo'ina. Not only is there a concept of Shomei HaKo'ina, according to certain opinions, under certain circumstances, it's even preferable to count it, to fulfill a mitzvah through Shemei Ka'ayinah. Here, there's a mitzvah to count by yourself. Here, there's a mitzvah to count by yourself. And I saw that Rav Scheinberg, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, explains, because as we explained in our previous year, especially according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that separates the mitzvah counting sphere into two separate mitzvah. One is the days, and one is the weeks. And as we explained, because they represent two different aspects of the mitzvah, the counting of the days is the counting towards Kabbalah Satayra. The counting of the weeks is connected to the Karban Omer. And therefore, everybody has his own obligation to prepare himself for Kabbalah Satayra. And Shemei Ka'ayna is not the way you show that you're preparing for Kabbalah Satayra. The way you show you're preparing for Kabbalah Satayra is by counting yourself. And therefore, it's very understandable the distinction that the Mishnah Berurah makes between the counting of the Omer and the Bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah says that even if we'll have a discussion here, that are you over, even if we'll have a discussion here, that the actual counting of the Omer should be done by yourself and not rely on Shemei Ka'ayna, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Bracha, you could certainly rely on Shemei Ka'ayna. And the question is, why does the Mishnah Berurah distinguish, differentiate between the Bracha and the counting? But the way we're learning, it's very Gishmak. The counting of the day is what represents the preparation. And since the counting of the day is what represents the preparation, it makes sense that I have to say it myself. But that is accomplished by saying the day. The Bracha is not where that is shown. And since the Bracha is not where that is shown, the halacha is, therefore, you could rely on Shemei Ka'ayna for the Bracha. Furthermore, we can now also very well understand the halacha is that when you count the sphira, you have to understand what you're saying. If you don't understand what you're saying, even if you said it by Lashon Kodesh, where the halacha, for example, by Kriya Shema is, that if you say Kriya Shema in Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand what you said, you yoytza the mitzvah. If you're going to say it in another language, the halacha is you only yoytza the mitzvah if you understand that language. By Sfira, saying in a Lashon HaKodesh and not understanding what you say, you're not yoytza. Because the whole point, as we're learning, of Sfira is counting and preparing and understanding what you're doing. But if you're not understanding what you're doing, then you've missed the point of the mitzvah. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in teaching us, for tzarech lisper mumed, you have to count standing. When you count the sphere, you're supposed to stand. Ulevarech tefillah, and make a bracha. And then the Shulchan Aruch comes to the halacha that we're learning. And that is the sofer hayomim v'ashvus. You count the days and the weeks. And the Shulchan Aruch explains, how do you do that? Ketzad. B'yoyim harishon oymer hayoyim yoyim echad. On the first day, you say, the Rama says, Ba'omer. But if we look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says that most Paiskim are of the opinion that you should say Le'omer. Did you say Le'omer? But if you said Be'omer, if you said Be'omer, or even if you didn't say the word Be'omer at all, you still yoytz the mitzvah. Ach megil shiva yomim, until you come to a week. Vaz yomer hayoyim shiva yomim. Then you say, Hayoyim shivin yomim, shem shvua echad la'omer. B'yoyim shmini, on the eighth day, yoyim hayoyim shmoyna yomim, shem shvua echad v'yoyim echad. B'kein ad she'egiyah la'aba osur, yoyim ha'ba Yom Abba Osa Yomim Shem Shnei Shavuos V'Alderech Zem Moinu V'Hoylech Ad Men Tes Yom. And that's how you count till the end of the 49 days of Sfirus. So the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Zayin discusses what would be the halacha if you only mentioned the days and you didn't mention the weeks at all. And he brings a machloikus achroinim. Some achroinim he quotes in the Sharetzin, the Eilus Shabbos, the Magen Avraham, the Chayk Yaakov, of the opinion that you yoytze b'diyevet. And some opinions, he brings down the Marash Halevi, the Pri Chodosh, say that you have to count over. And therefore, the Mishnah Brura says, what you should do is count over without a bracha. So if somebody counted the Sefer, let's say, on the 31st day, and he said the day, but he didn't say the weeks at all, says the Mishnah Brura, count over the Sefer. But now, what would be the halacha, discusses the Mishnah Brura, that you didn't do that. That means when you counted the Sefer, you only counted the days, and you didn't count the weeks, and you didn't recognize that you made that error, and you left it that way, and now it's the next night. And as we know, the halacha is that we follow the opinion of the Bahag, that if somebody misses a night of counting Sfira with a bracha, he can no longer count the other nights of Sfira with a bracha. How do we look at this individual? Do we look at this individual who only counted the days and not the weeks as someone who missed the night and therefore can no longer count with a bracha? Or do we not look at him that way? So the Mishnah Brura says that we don't look at him that way. And he says that we view him as a person who has not missed a night. And he can continue counting the other days with a bracha. Why? So I saw many explanations as to why. One explanation as I saw to why is because this entire halacha of counting, and the way we can explain it is as follows. This entire halacha, that if you miss a day, you can't count any more with a bracha, is really in itself a big machlokes. The machlokes is really connected to the shaila, how do we look at the 49 days of Sefirah that we count? Do we look at them as 49 separate mitzvahs? If we look at them as 49 separate mitzvahs, so just because I missed one day does not have an effect on the next day. Or do we look at them as one long mitzvah? And if I miss the day, I can't count with a bracha. That in itself is machloikus. Coupled with the fact that, as we saw when we discussed this in the previous year, this din, a mitzvah l'mimne yoymei, mitzvah l'mimne shvuei, there are rishonim that say the mitzvah l'mimne shvuei means that the end of every week we have to say that a week passed, 2 weeks passed. But it doesn't mean that we have to count every day after from the seventh day and on that mention weeks. So if you have these two reasons, so if you just mention the days, that's fine. But again, to repeat, if you only mention the days and you didn't mention the weeks and you recognize that you made that mistake, the halacha is you should count, say it over without a bracha. But if you didn't, the halacha is that you could still count the coming nights with a bracha. Continues the Mishnah Brura, however, that let's say you only mentioned the weeks and you didn't say the days. For example, you said on the seventh day, Hayoyim Shvua Echad, and you didn't say days at all, the halacha is not Yoytza. And the halacha, therefore, in such a circumstance, would be that you have to count over. It seems that the opinion of most Poskim is that if you're going to say that night again, you don't have to say a bracha again. But if you didn't correct yourself at all that night, and the only way you counted the Sefirah that night was only by saying week and not days at all, then you cannot count the further the coming nights with a bracha. This concept of how we count the sfira is, we could speak about a few other halachas. The halacha is that if you counted and you didn't say the words, you only thought at them, you're not yotze. And the way we're explaining, it's very understandable. Because counting sfira is saying the words in a specific way. And therefore, if you didn't say them in the specific way, you're not yotze the mitzvah. If you said the sfira, but you didn't say the date out properly, comes up very commonly on Lag BaOmer. You didn't say Hayoim Shloish Olos for Shloishim Yoim. You said Hayoim Lag BaOmer. The halacha is the Shair Tshuva here in Sif Katan Aleph says that you should say it over. There's a very famous halacha. There's a very famous halacha which the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Dalet. Misha Sharlai Say Chaveri Ben Ashmashis. Kama Yimei Sfira Bezal Laila. If somebody asks you what's tonight in the Sfira, Yoim Eloi Esma Hayu Kach V'Kach. He should tell him what yesterday was. Shem Yoim Eloi Hayoim Kach V'Kach. If you're going to tell him tonight, any Yochel Achsel Nes V'Bracha, you can no longer make a Bracha because you already counted the Sfira. Ava Koyim Ben Ashmashis. Kivin Shein's Man Sfira. If it's before there's man sfira, ein b'kach klum. There's no problem because it's not the sfira time. Say the paiskim. What happens? So, if somebody asks you at that time, or if you haven't counted sfira and it's already night, what tonight? You shouldn't say what tonight is. If you want to answer them, tell them what yesterday is. So as we've been speaking about the example of today's day, if tonight is 9:31, and you haven't counted yet, and somebody asks you what's tonight, don't say tonight is 31, say last night was 30. What is the halacha l'maisa if you didn't recognize? So avad l'chatchila, you should say last night's count. Or you should have in mind, what that you're not being yoitz the mitzvah. But now, according to what we've learned in our shir, we have learned a new concept, because we've learned that according to the Rambam, if the way to count sfira is mitzvah mimne yoimin or mitzvah mimne shvui, and the way we understood. And the way the Rambam taught it to us is that it's not two separate mitzvahs, it's one mitzvah. So if somebody asks me, what is tonight's count? And I tell him, it's 31, which clearly the Shulchan Aruch tells us not to do. But I did it. But according to the Rambam, I haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. Because it's mitzvah limne yoyme, mitzvah limne shvue. So it could be that the din of the we have a very big machloikus now between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yeruchim. What would be this din of the Shulchan Aruch? That the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that if I mention tonight's number and it's already this man of sfira, I can no longer count tonight with a bracha. What would be the halacha if I just said the number of the day and I didn't say where it is in weeks? It could be that if we combine the various different factors, number one, I didn't really have a mind to be yoitzer the mitzvah. Number two, I didn't count the way I'm supposed to count, because I'm supposed to mitzvah mimne yomil mitzvah shvui, and according to Rambam, without saying both, I haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. It could be that that's not the case that the Shulchan Aruch was talking about, and I would still be able to count with a bracha. The only time, according to the Rambam, where I cannot count with a bracha anymore tonight, if I mentioned that night, is in a case where I told the person, tonight is 31 days, which are 4 weeks and 3 days. But if I only said 31 without saying the second part of the phrase, it could be that, according to the Rambam, since that's not considered as if I counted, I would still be able to count tonight with a bracha. Whereas, according to the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that is the entire mitzvah, b'zman hazeh, and the other part is only, the counting of the weeks, is only zeichel amigdash, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, indeed, like the Shulchan Aruch tells us, I cannot count that night anymore with a bracha. I actually experienced an interesting shiloh. I was in a shul where they were davening ma'ariv during the sefirah, and the Baal Tefillah made a mistake. It was the 30th night, and the Baal Tefillah by mistake said, Hayoyim Teishav Esrim. He said that it was 29 days. And everybody wanted to correct him. And they all started saying, it's 30. Shloshim. According to the way we're learning, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, all those people can't count that night with a bracha anymore. Because as the Shulchan Aruch says, if you count that night, if you stay to count, and as long as you do not have a mind to be yotze the mitzvah, you can't count that night anymore with a bracha.